Okay, so today we start with the last Mishnah in Perek Vav, so it's Vav Ches. And the topic here, as we go around the Mishnah here, is the laws of someone who's transporting something and he breaks it while he's schlepping it. So, now normally, if you recall back to Bava Kamma, we said there was a machlokas in the third perek. If a niskal, someone who stumbles, is a posheya, if it's he was negligent in falling, because you should look where you're going, and if you fall like anything else a person does, he's a mu'ud l'olam, he's responsible. So if you fall, you're also responsible. Truth is, the Gemara over there has a three of machlokas and a brisa of different shitas. One shita is Reb Meir's shita. Reb Meir's shita holds that a niskal, someone who stumbles, is a posheya, that it's negligent to trip and fall. There's a second sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that's the one who's mentioned in the Mishnah, over there in the third parak, in the beginning of the third parak of Bava Kamma. And Rabbi Yehuda says that he's not a posheya. And this calls, someone who stumbles isn't a posheya, he's not out and out negligent in not looking where he's going, but he's not an onus either, of course. People do what they can to not fall, but obviously precautions can be taken. So that perhaps would be in the same kind of category as other avoidable losses, like Ganeva and Aveda. Things that you could, if you put in a proper full amount of effort, you could prevent them from happening, even though, of course, you don't want them to happen. So that would be the same thing in Niskal. Someone who stumbles, he doesn't want to fall, but if he'd make extra careful to look where he's going and make sure his shoelaces are tied and not step on the rocks, as he's, loose gravel, whatever it is, so that he'd be careful as he goes, he would not stumble. There's a third shita in the Brayse over there that says that a Niskal is actually an onus, that people do whatever they can not to fall, of course, and the only reason a person would fall is because something, circumstances beyond his control. So three shitas. One who stumbles if he's a posheya, if he's not quite a posheya, but he could have avoided if he tried harder, and he's nothing at all, he's an onus. Now, those three levels of responsibility are, of course, parallel to the levels of responsibility that the different kinds of shomrim take on their shoulders. The shomer chinam is only responsible for Peshia, for negligence, since he's doing the owner of the object a favor. The Shomer Sachar is being paid to watch, and therefore he has a high level of responsibility. He's responsible also for Ganeva and Aveda, other avoidable losses. And then the Shoel, who's not really relevant to the Mishnah, but in any case, the Shoel is, since he's getting all the benefit, he's borrowing something, so he's responsible even for onus. Now, our Mishnah is talking about where a person is, is schlepping a barrel for somebody else. So he's not hired as a shomer per se, but he's been asked to move someone's object. It's breakable. And he'll either be a shomer chinam if he's doing it as a favor for the guy, or a shomer sachar if he's being paid to move the object. The question is, what happens if, as he's transporting the object, he, the schlepper, trips and falls and smashes the object? So does he have to pay? So without seeing this Mishnah, you would think the Shita of Rav Meir, who actually is the Tana Kama in our Mishnah also, is that since a Niskal is a Poshea, if you stumble, it's your own fault, you're a klutz, and you should look where you're going, and you're responsible, and you could have avoided it, and since you could have avoided it, you're Chayav, it's a Pshia, so therefore, if it's a Pshia, the same way a Shomer Sachar is Chayav and Pshia, so too is Shomer Chinam is Chayav and Pshia, for negligence, and therefore, you would think that according to Rav Meir, anybody who's schlepping his friend's barrel, and the guy falls, so then he should be responsible as a Poshea, as negligent, to replace the barrel. However, as we'll see in the Mishnah, that's not how it falls out. Now, the Mishnah says, "Hamavir chavis mimakum lamakum." If Reuven is moving Shimon's barrel, or jug, whatever it is, and Reuven slips and falls, smashing the barrel. So, this is the Tana Kama, it's a Stam Mishnah, so the Stam Mishnah is like Reb Meir, so Reb Meir holds that Niskal is a Poshea, so you think he's a Poshea, and therefore he should have to pay, regardless of whether he was being paid to carry the chavis or not. You know, as a shomer chinam, he's still chayim for pshia. Right? But nevertheless, the Mishnah says, bein shomer chinam or bein shomer sachar. It doesn't matter if he's a shomer chinam or shomer sachar. The Mishnah surprisingly says, yishaveya. What he could do is swear that he wasn't a posheya, that it was an accident that happened when he dropped the barrel, and he'll be exempt from paying. Now, that doesn't quite add up, as I just spoke out, and I'll speak out one more in a minute. But first look at Rabbi Eliezer, who actually takes up this issue. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds, I'll come back in a moment to why the Tana Kama of Meir holds you could swear and get out of it. But Rabbi Eliezer is saying the whole thing doesn't make any sense. He, Rabbi Eliezer, actually agrees with Rabbi Meir that a Niskal is a posheya, that a person who stumbles is taka negligent, that should have to pay. Now he says, listen, zevzei yishaveya. I actually heard from my Rebbe, says Rebbe Eliezer, that this very din, that it's true, that both the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Sachar can both pay and be off the hook. Excuse me, can both swear that they weren't posheya and be off the hook from paying. V'tameya ani, but I'm just, I'm shocked by the whole thing. I'm shocked that both the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Sachar can take a shvua. Doesn't make sense. Why not? Because let's talk about the Shomer Chinam first. So you're going to say the Shomer Chinam is going to... Let's talk about the Shomer Sachar first. Shomer Sachar is going to swear and say, you know what? I wasn't posheya, it was an accident. Well, how does that help? The Shomer Sachar is chayv anyways. The Shomer Sachar isn't just chayv for Pshia, he's chayv also for other avoidable losses. So the fact that he swears, well, I wasn't negligent, it wasn't purposeful that I broke this chavis. Yeah, but so what? You're responsible for things you could avoid, and you could have avoided it, so you still should be chayv. So why in the world would the Shomer Sachar be chayv? And as far as the Shomer Chinam goes, so as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, there's no way that a person who's, since he holds a grammar, this calls a posheya, there's no way that a person who's walking on level ground, we're not talking about up a mountain, down a hill, on a slippery slope, we're talking about on a regular flat road. If a person to walk on a flat road, to drop the barrel, is, by definition, a posheya, says Berlezer. He holds that a niskal is a posheya. So he's a posheya. So how could he take a shvuah? He's not a posheya. He is. So those are his two objections to the Tanna Kamma, which is Rav Meir. Nevertheless, Rav Meir answers and he says, listen, what you say might be true, but the rabbis went and made a gezera anyway, a takana anyways. The takana was that regardless of whether or not the person who schleps the barrel should be chayav to pay for it, since if we made every transporter and every schlepper chayav everything he breaks, no one will agree to be a schlepper, and we needed to have a functional economy. So the rabbis made a takana that people could get out of paying for things they break on accident by swearing was an accident, and that way the labor market would work properly. So then, that is the din. The din is like the Tanna Kamma, that despite the fact... So the din is like the Tanna Kamma, but not exactly for the reason that we said. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda back in Bava Kamma, that a niskal is a posheya. Excuse me. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda back in Tanna Kamma, that a niskal is love posheya. So, since the person stumbles, we say it's an accident. He couldn't help it. People do their best to avoid stumbling. And therefore, the halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shomer Chinam. He wouldn't have to take a shvu at all because he's not a posheya, and a Shomer Chinam is only chayav for pshia. As far as the Shomer Sachar goes, taka, he would be chayav, except he's going to take a shvu and say that it was an accident, and therefore, even though Meikar Adin, before the Takana Sacham, he should have to pay, but since the rabbis wanted the labor market to work and people to be schleppers, so they let him get off the hook from paying by taking a shvu.